Pediatrician Casey Kortz says the state's high sales tax makes it harder for low-income Kansans to buy healthy foods instead of cheaper, less healthy options. He remembers one example where a child was dealing with significant weight issues.
So we had to make rapid changes to his diet, and going over with the mom going, I just can't afford it. I know it says $1.69 for fresh frozen vegetables. That's a lot of money at the end of the month.
Lawmakers also heard that rural grocery stores near the border are struggling to compete with competition in neighboring states with a lower sales tax on food. But unless it's part of a larger tax proposal, cutting the sales tax on food would also cut into state revenues. That could make the idea a tough sell. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Stephen Caranda.